CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet, Oscar, and Yankee for the Wednesday night Liberty Net, looking for check-in. CQ, CQ, CQ.
Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray, Charlie.
Kilo Golf 4, and I didn't catch the end of it.
Well, let me speak up a little bit. Zulu X-ray, Charlie.
I know you said X-ray and Charlie. Say the whole call again so I can retype it, please.
Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray, and a Charlie.
There you go. Zulu X-ray and a Charlie. How come it didn't go in that way? That sounds like, but I'm not sure, it sounds like Mr. Jesse.
Well, hello, Bob. Yeah, you hit it on the money. Ding, ding, ding. You get 100 points tonight, right off the bat. Good evening, Bob, and everyone on the net. This is KG4ZXC, returning. How bad's my signal, Bob?
You're about 20 over S9. You're doing pretty good.
Okay, roger, roger. There's no juice behind this microphone, so I have to, it is a little noisy. Anyway, back over to you, sir.
Well, you're sounding pretty good. How are you feeling?
Well, a lot better. I'll tell you what, there's nothing like Evermycin for horses. They really get you kicking.
Yeah, well, you definitely were under the weather for quite a while. How's the wife doing?
Well, she's about a week behind me in how I was, but she's getting better every day.
All righty. Well, I'm glad you're on the mend. It's good to hear you. You're not coughing while you're talking, so that's good. I'm assuming you want me to go ahead and do the net for NISO for you?
Yes, it would probably be a little bit of a relief off on me if you would, sir.
All righty. Well, I've already opened up the net logger. I've got you on as number two. My number is number one. And I've got Clint from good old Michigan. He is number three, KC8EHR. Let me see. He's already typed. Check me in and monitoring on SDR. He has to be up early in the morning. So he's going to be a listener, but we'll watch the instant messaging to see what kind of things he has to say to me. So with that being said, let me see who else I have. CQ, CQ. This is KAJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
KO4FE.
Wow, Mr. Bill, you sound your usual full dynamic self, and I didn't hear RF.
Yeah, Roger. I took that equalizer off and just using it straight into the rig. I went to Bob Howell's website, and I put in the settings he recommends. So I'm going to see how that sounds. I guess there were some shortwave listeners out there that were calling Marty last weekend. I guess they had their panties twisted in a knot over my poor transmissions due to RF and the audio. So anyway, I hope I got that fixed and everybody can relax and we can get back to normal and I don't have to be fussing around trying to figure out what the hell going on. I got my power back up. I'm bouncing off of 1.5 kW, and that's about as good as I can do. K8JOY, KO4FE.
Well, I have to say, with whatever the settings are that you put in your radio, you sound as dynamic as you did when you had that equalizer in there.
Yeah, Roger. What about the background noise? You picking up any noise from the amplifier fan?
If you stop talking, I can barely hear what I think to be the fan. but when you're talking, I don't hear it. When you take a breath, there's like a air movement noise. That's it.
Okay, sounds good. I think it was bad back before I got that equalizer because the air conditioner was running, and between the air conditioner and the amplifier, it was giving a lot of background noise. But I'm not running the air conditioner now, just the amp, and I guess that fan's not that loud. So anyway, kick it back to you, let you get some more check-ins. KO4FE.
All righty, it's been a busy week. I'd appreciate it. And Clint just typed, I'm falling asleep, probably listening to the sweet sounds of HF, my fellow brothers and patriots. That's pretty good, Clint. All righty, CQ, looking for additional check-ins for this Wednesday night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so I'm going to open the door and we'll check on the other side. Good evening to all participants on the 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now, and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard, unlike the perverted, let's see, what do we call that? You know, that other one. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. Remember, it's libertynetradio.org. All other endings will end you up into some perverted place that you don't want to be. So, with that being said, let me say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I will be your moderator tonight. The Mr. Jesse, the Wednesday night moderator, is with us, but still on demand, which is good to hear him, though. Let me see who else I have sitting out there. CQ, this is KAJOY. The door, it's been a busy week. It's always busy because of these Democrats and left-wing libtards. Good old Kamala Harris is definitely out there breaking laws. So she's been ranting and raving about McAuliffe for the Virginia governor's race. She is making videos and playing them in black churches, which is against the Hatch Act of 1939, when you mix church and state. So it is illegal to basically try to force people to vote for a candidate. I did not see it, but up down the band they were telling me that there was a comment made that they were threatening the churches with losing their 501c3 exemption if they didn't play this video. And that is the illegal part. So what a wonderful vice president. So she's been out there doing that. We don't see her anywhere around. And of course, Afghanistan, oh my God, that's forgotten. Afghanistan, what's Afghanistan? I don't even know we were there for the last 20 years. So we've totally forgotten about Afghanistan. And let's see what else is exciting this week that we can talk about. Then Pete Buttigieg, the gay Secretary of Transportation, has been on paternity leave for 2 months with his husband. I can't remember what that character's name is, but they adopted twins. Dear God, we need to pray for those twins. They definitely need our prayers, but he has been on paternity leave for 2 whole months. Well, there's been such a mess in the docks in California. There is now, the last count I heard last night, 88 cargo ships sitting out in the bay. So, yep, that's where all the stuff that belongs on the shelves. And Jen Psaki made light of, oh, so you won't get your treadmill in time for Christmas. She has such a sweet little redhead, she needs to slap down. With that being said, I'm going to hand it to Mr. Jesse. Welcome back, Jesse. Glad you're feeling better. KG4ZX in the C. It was so long, I couldn't even figure out your call when you were saying it to me. K-A-J-O and a Y.
Check in.
Go ahead real quick for check-in.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray.
Whiskey Bravo 2, JAX, Gary in New Jersey.
Roger.
All right, I gotcha. Mr. Jesse, go ahead.
Okay, roger, roger there, Mr. Bond. Back on the air, once again, out of the Dakota Fox State of Pennsylvania. Yep, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen, recovering quite nicely. Thanks to the horse syrup, salt, pepper, mikin. I'll tell you what, if you can't get to the doctor, get to your local Tractor Supply. Anyway, good evening. Thanks to Bob for running that, Jeff. Still a little draggy, but things are getting along. Well, let's see. I've been out of circulation for a while with all the activities going on and haven't tried to keep up with a whole lot, but I did come across this this story tonight. It was something I thought was quite interesting. The administration of that's going on in Congress. Jim Jordan dropped the bomb on the Biden and the sham January 6th commission during a fire panning contempt hearing. So, you know, I was reading this, and I'm not even going to read the story, but the fact is, everything that's been going on right under our noses, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just sort of wondering, I'm just still wondering when the American people will finally say enough to this garbage clown circus show that's going on here around us. If you didn't already notice, like Bob just mentioned, that the ships off the shore, you know, that's why our shelves are there. Well, I'm going to say, you know, that is why America's shelves are bad, because we shouldn't be relying on imports from China and everybody else. We should be Americans and get off our sorry ass and quit being sheeple people. This is the whole problem with America right now. People need to dang start making and manufacturing things here in America and can quit relying on a ship to come in through California and be manipulated through the process. This is a sham. It's always going to be a sham, and I don't think it's going to get any better until people start waking up and doing something about it. When you had the opportunity, you failed us. And corporate America has failed us. So that's what I got to say. So we need to be innovative now more than ever and start producing and buying American. Hi, this is KG4ZX and the CEO of the Vote Across State of Pennsylvania. Welcome to Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And thank you everybody who's thoughts and prayers has been with me and my family and everybody else out there who's been affected by all this crap. So, back to you, Bob. Thanks for running that tonight for me. KG4ZX, back to you.
All righty, sir. Thank you, and you're right. I did, by watching some of the news, the largest Los Angeles port, I don't know what that removes, that actually takes the cargo boxes, containers off the ships, is owned by a Chinese holding company. The American side of this ocean is owned by a Chinese holding company, Limited. So they're the ones that are unloading the ships. So they're apparently not doing it with any speed. So amazing. Let me drop down and say hi to Clint. He is listening. He says to me, KCHEHR, wife and youngest son had COVID last 2 weeks, didn't have much in regards to the symptoms, and he never caught a thing. Well, Clint, I'm glad you did. Jesse has struggled with it tremendously for several weeks, so hopefully our fingers are crossed and we'll put our prayers out to you, because we did for Jesse and he pulled through. With that being said, let me drop down to Mr. Bill. I'm sure you'll have some good information, and your signal again, Bill, was sounding great. KO4FE, KA8JOY.
Okay, KA8JOY and the real Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Yeah, I'm real glad to hear Jesse back in there. I'll tell you, I talked to you the first time, and man, I didn't know. It didn't sound too good, Jesse, and you said your wife was even worse. So I'm certainly glad you're back on the mend and your wife's getting better, and that sounds real good. And good to have you back on the net. We missed you. So anyway, you know, there's it's like a double-edged sword with this woke-tard nonsense. On one side, the sensible part of me that yearns for normalcy and some kind of decency wants to get angry when I read stories like the one I'm going to get into. And then the other side of me, the more cynical side that just accepts the fact that we're in a civilizational decline, I just want to laugh because there's nothing I can do about it. And that the fact that these things even happen is just, it's like we're in an insane asylum. Well, anyway, let me get to this story. You got this Oberlin College, which is basically a far-left Marxist war camp. It's full of every woke-tard element that you could come up with. It's the attendees are basically wealthy, spoiled brats who probably never went a day without having everything they need, never had one day of work, discomfort, inconvenience. Their parents pampered them all their lives. They spend $50,000 a year, at least. I'm sure it may even be more than that, to keep these teenage brats basically in an expensive daycare, a woke-tard daycare. But anyway, listen to this headline. Ohio college students angry and scared after so-called cisgender men installed radiator in dorms. Oh, God, maybe I'm getting COVID. Well, anyway, it says the work crew at Oberlin College was installing radiators in a so-called safe space for women and transgendered persons. The student at Oberlin College in Ohio described being scared and angry after the school announced the work crew would be installing radiators in a so-called safe space dormitory for women and trans students, explained the crew would likely be cisgendered men. Anyway, it gives a quote from the student, says, "I was angry, scared, and confused. Why didn't the college complete the installation over the summer when the building was empty? Why couldn't they tell us precisely when the workers would be there? Why were they only notifying us the day before the installation was due to begin?" The Oberlin student, Peter Frey Witzer, wrote in an op-ed published in the college newspaper on Friday. So it wasn't just a complaint, it was a damn op-ed. The student said he grew concerned because he had not heard of the installation plans before a school email was sent on October 7th. He explained that the crew would likely be cisgendered men entering Baldwin Cottage, which is home to a safe space for women and transgender persons. He said, in general, I am very averse to people entering my personal space. This anxiety was compounded by the fact that the crew would be strangers, and they were more than likely to be cisgendered men. The work crew eventually showed up at the dorm, and Frey Witzer described that he saw immediately that they were all men. I don't know how many transgender pipe fitters there are. Probably not more than one or two in the whole country. So I don't know what this brat clown thought he was going to get. I would have just said, okay, we're not putting the radiators in. You could freeze to death this winter. That's what I would have told him if I'd have been the college dean. But anyway, I'm not, and I'll never will be a dean, at least of all at a place like Oberlin. But anyway, it said it was clear that the college had not made a special request that male workers not be allowed on the upper floors of Baldwin. The student continued, well, guess what? If you weren't going to allow male workers, you weren't going to get your radiators, and you wouldn't have any heat this winter. Frey Witzer asked a representative of a college, who he called Polo Man, because he was wearing a neat polo, who accompanied the crew, if he could reject getting the radiator installed. The college emissary apparently said no, and the student left for class to allow the work crew to make the dorm improvement. By the time I had come back, they appeared to be done, though Polo Man warned me that they would return later in the week to check the insulation. Sure enough, they were back the next day. I felt mildly violated and a little peeved. Frey Witzer said he had asked how other students in the dorm felt about the work crew, with many complaining about messes, noise, and other typical complaints that accompany construction projects. Others noted that they didn't feel comfortable with how the school handled the installation. He says, I understand, of course, that installations like this are routine. The college needs to improve its facilities occasionally, and who am I to stand in the way of that? After all, I get a brand spanking new radiator right in time for cold weather. But why not finish the project during the 4 months of the summer semester when the building was unoccupied? Oberlin's press office did not immediately respond to Fox News' request for comment on the matter. So anyway, this is what you got. These are the future leaders of the country, Bob. These spoiled brats who have panic attacks if they see a cisgendered man doing some maintenance work somewhere. I'm going to take a quick get a quick radio check before I get into the second story. Still sounding okay, Bob?
You are almost 40 over here, and your audio is just as good as it was with that equalizer. You are booming in.
Okay, good to hear that. Okay, we go from young spoiled brats to a fully grown, rusty-ass adult spoiled brat. Prince William says humankind must unite in repairing our planet. Don't you just love how you got these wealthy millionaires and billionaires all the time talking about how we got to cut energy, carbon, and all this stuff to save the planet, and how it's a dire emergency, and the world's going to end in 10 years or 8 years or what have you. This son of a gun, this Prince William, probably consumes more energy just for his own damn living area than probably most towns in the United States. I mean, this guy's an energy hog. I mean, he uses more power, puts out more carbon, just keeping his butt comfortable than the average town, but he's out here lecturing everybody else. I don't know what, you know, if I'd take these people a little serious if they would, let's say if Prince William would only operate off of solar and wind and ride a bicycle and don't use a car, don't use any jet airliners. You know, these guys are constantly jetting around all over the world, and then they want to sit there and tell everybody else, oh, we gotta, you know, unite to repair the planet. Well, anyway, let me get into this mess. Says the second in line to the British throne, Prince William, has again flexed his woke green muscles by telling humankind to unite in preparing our planet. Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, made the remarks at the first Earthshot Prize on Sunday. I have no idea what that is, but anyway, apparently some event for these nutcases. Prince William founded the Earthshot Prize, an environmental award ceremony, which has Royal Foundation describes as the most prestigious global prize for the environment in history, which awards each of five winners, either an individual, group, city, company, or even country, £1 million for finding workable solutions to sustainability and to achieving what the Prince calls Earth Shots. And there's a picture of Prince William discussing the coming environmental calamity with his billionaire friends. I'm sure they all flew a private jet into the event, spewing carbon and particulates out through the atmosphere to get to this event to talk about global warming. Well, anyway, it said the event at Alexandra Palace in London was attended by Hollywood stars, naturally, including climate change warrior but alleged occasional private helicopter user Emma Watson of Harry Potter fame and Extinction Rebellion enthusiast Emma Thompson, all of whom were asked to consider the environment when choosing their outfits. So they're going to get an environmentally friendly dress, but yet they're going to fly in on jets to save the environment. Oh, God, these people, you know, they're so, they have no self-awareness of what they actually look like to the average person. It says others to turn up on the green carpet included singer Ed Sheeran, Mayor of London Shadiq Khan, and Sir David Attenborough. In a pre-recorded video message, Prince William said, according to Sky News, quote, "We are alive in the most consequential time in human history. The actions we choose or choose not to take in the next 10 years will determine the fate of the planet for the next 1,000 years. So guys, we got 10 years. Prince William appears to be operating under the belief that there are only 10 years left to fix the Earth. I mean, they just keep making these predictions of moving the goalposts. But anyway, it says adopting the neutered progressive term humankind rather than the usual mankind, Prince William continued, quote, "A decade doesn't seem long, but humankind has an outstanding record of being able to solve the unsolvable. Many of the answers are already out there, but we need everyone from all parts of society to raise their ambition and unite in repairing our planet. The future is ours to determine, and if we set our minds to it, nothing is impossible." Perhaps in reaching out to Greta Thunberg, Prince William also said, "I want to say something to the young watching tonight. For too long, we haven't done enough to protect the planet for your future. The Earth Shot is for you. In the next 10 years, we're going to act. We're going to find solutions to repair our planet. Please keep learning, keep demanding change, and don't give up hope. We will rise to these challenges." Oh, God, I can't stand reading these an article goes on, but I can't stand to read this hypocrite, this delusional, self-entitled brat. Another brat. We're being ruled by brats, Bob. It's spoiled rich brats are dictating everything. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Well, Mr. Bill, I got a touch on your Oberlin College. I have printed it out. Oberlin College is two counties away from me here in Ohio. So I found out about that story. So the tuition, not the room and board, the tuition for Oberlin College for a year for a classes are between $50,000 and $80,000. So that the state dorm for the transgenders and women, they turned their heat on for the first time, and the boilers were empty because of the leak in the radiators. So they summoned the repair people, and, you know, all H breaks loose because they're straight men. Now, you're not going to find any boiler workers that are transgenders because they've got their testicles already removed. So they won't be able to pick up a pipe wrench. So that story has definitely been, you know, interesting. And they've been carrying on about why they didn't do it during the summer. Well, because they just turned the boilers on in the summer. So, of course, they wouldn't have known that there was a leak. But, this little pansy went crazy over this. And, again, you're right. These are the kinds of young people that are going to be in charge and are, you know, it's just kind of frightening. Over.
Yeah, Roger. It's really, you know, what they ought to do is have big rolls of bubble wrap in that dorm so that these kids can wrap themselves in bubble wrap whenever they go to class so that there won't be anything that could possibly hurt them.
Well, they definitely are a group of little wusses, and Oberlin, unfortunately, had to go there because of different reasons to that county. But it makes me think of it. One of my friends from the police department sent me a text message, and, you know, it's one of those funnies. It says, "Kid in the 1970s, here's a little boy leaped from the nose. He says, 'Don't worry, Dad, it was just a fight at school. Don't tell Mom.' Children in the 2020s, here's a boy sitting on the back of a chair, and it says, 'That mean comment on Facebook broke my vagina. I'm going to tell Daddy and Daddy.'"
Yeah, that's probably a preview of Pete Buttigieg's, the kids that he adopted.
I feel bad for these. I mean, broken families is a part of the problem of America, and now you're going to raise these children up with these two gays. And that's not the normal. I don't care what lesbians and gays say, they cannot multiply. They have to have someone do it for them. That is not biblically normal. It's a man and a woman. But here we are. So thank you, Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KHLY. Let me drop down to Gary in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray.
Okay, Bob, hang on a second. Alright, there's nobody else checking in, I assume. Thank you, Bob. KAAJOY WB2JAX. I only have a few things that I'm going to spit out here. There's a book by John W. Whitehead. He started the Rutherford Institute, and this book is titled The Freedom Wars. Can you copy me all right, Bob?
You are loud and clear.
Okay, thank you.
The page 7 here, it has the introduction. What patriots do? No matter, that patriotism is too often the refuge of scoundrels, dissent, rebellion, and all-around hell-raising remain the true daily duty of patriots. And that was by Barbara Enrich. I'm not sure where she is. It's the number one for the notes in the back of the book. I want to go back to my marker here and read a little bit about this book and how it points out how you can't sit on your ass anymore. That's my words, because we're really running out of time. It says here, peaceable or not, the United States has a long history of revolution and reactionary behavior. Thomas Jefferson was one such rebel. What country before ever existed, I'm turning the page here. I don't like this push-to-talk microphone, but unfortunately I got to rewire one of my desk mics. All right, a century and a half without rebellion. And what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance, Jefferson wrote. Let them take arms. What significant a few lives lost in a century or two, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And it goes on to the bottom here. I'll just read the bottom paragraph. Thomas Jefferson and those who followed took it as a rule of thumb that political progress stems from dissent. Under the First Amendment, I'm going to pause with the First Amendment here because I want to make a point. I talked to my neighbor. He's a teacher. He doesn't think the same way I do. But we talked about the school board coming up, which I did speak at two, three weeks ago. Anyway, or it's actually a month ago. Anyway, his political viewpoints are a lot different than mine. I have a sign, I think I brought it up last Sunday, or maybe, yeah, probably Sunday. I got a flag called Joe Biden Sucks hanging on my front open porch. People can see it. And I also have been a member, but I support the Green Party. Not the green bullshit that they're coming out with now, but the Green Party. I'm a third independent candidate voter. I have been always all my life. I don't go for these two parties, the oligarchs. And so I have a sign out. It's been out there since Jill Stein ran. I don't know how long that is. And nobody bothers it. It's an old piece of wooden plank that I painted on there, Green Party, Jill Stein. And people know me from left, right, and center because I live on a main road. Anyway, back to the First Amendment. The people have the right to dissent, the great dissent. Dissenters such as Martin Luther King Jr. were even willing to commit civil disobedience to force the government to assume its constitutional role. And the last thing here is by Howard Zinn. And he points out all too well, civil disobedience is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience. That's from Howard Zinn, and he was a World War II pilot that was ordered to bomb the Germans, even though the war was over, in a concentration or a holding pen for the we won the war already, and he was told to go over and bomb these people.
as a reminder, and there's a lot more to that stuff about both sides being unhuman and immoral in their treatment of the soldiers and the civilians in both all these wars we were involved in. So anyway, thanks for letting me vent, and I'll turn it back to you, Bob.
All right, Gary, thank you. WB2JAX, KHOI. Let me see if I have anybody else sitting in the wings. CQ, this is KHOI. Nothing heard, so I'm going to click on an article. Oh, man, I had it here, and now I don't have it. Let me see. Let me find it, because Clint sent me a link, so I'm going to click on Clint's link. And it is an article from Fox News. Let me scroll down. So Senate Republicans block the debate on sweeping federal voting rights legislation backed by Joe Biden on Wednesday in a move likely to renew calls among some Democratic leaders to alter filibuster rules. The Senate voted 49-51 on whether to take up the Freedom to Vote Act, which really the Freedom to Vote Act was not the freedom to vote. The federal government is trying to take over control of the voting, which is let up to the state. Falling far short of the 60 votes required to overcome a GOP filibuster, I have no idea why the computer is talking. So let me see if I can tell it to shut up. It's not letting me do it. Anyhow, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, switched his vote to a nay in a procedural move that would allow him to submit the legislation for a re-vote. The result marks the third time this year the Republicans have blocked the legislation, which Democrats have supported. And there's who's talking. I got to click this little girl out so she stops. There. The results mark the third time this year the Republicans have blocked the legislation, which Democrats have supported in response to the passage of election security overhauls. Again, they're misusing those words, just like this crap that they're trying to feed us for the Build Back Better. President Biden slammed the Republicans for blocking consideration of the voting rights legislation in a scathing statement arguing the right to vote is under relentless assault by proponents of the big lie and the Republican governors, secretaries of state, attorney generals, and state legislatures across the nation. Yeah, now there's the pot calling the kettle black. Senate Democrats have worked hard to ensure this bill includes traditional bipartisan provisions, Biden said. But Senate Republicans are likely to block even debate on the bill, as they have before the previous voting rights bill. It's unconscionable. The problem is, it's the states. The states are to set up the way we vote, not the federal government. Again, back to the government trying to control everything. Biden accuses the GOP of backing Jim Crow era in the 21st century. Boy, now there's a term that gets overridden. They ride that word Jim Crow like a horse. Republicans have argued the legislation would infringe on the right of states to dictate their own election laws and would unduly favor the Democratic Party. The largest version of the voting rights legislation would establish a federal election framework, create rules aimed at preventing partisan redistribution, and overhaul the campaign financial system. The bill also included provisions favored by moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who joined the Republicans and voiced concern about previous versions of the bill. The legislation includes a Manchin-backed effort to limit voter ID requirements. So again, the federal government is only really responsible for a couple of things: infrastructure and protecting our borders. And you notice they're not doing a very good job at protecting the sanctity of our borders. So that was sent to me by Mr. Clint, KCHR, so thank you, sir. Let me see if I have any late check-ins, and I'll start over the list. This is KAJY. Nothing heard. Let me take it up to Jesse for round number
4, ZX to the C. The gentleman who went to Tractor Supply to get better. It is your turn.
Hey, roger, roger, Bob. You got him check-in, I believe. That was underneath the... go ahead and pick him up.
The distant check-in. Go ahead, please. Bravo 3, Bravo Lincoln. I don't have the last part of it. Did you say it phonetically? All right, this must be Robert in Northeast Pennsylvania. Every Wednesday night, every Saturday night since 1974. Really, the Wednesday nights haven't been since 74. But every Saturday night since 1974, the Great Liberty Net, started by Mr. Victor, W1WCR, who is a silent key. 10 o'clock, this frequency, we would love to have you each and every time. So I'm going to move up to the top of the list, but Robert, I will come back to you at the end of the second round and see what your thoughts are. So I'm going to go back up to Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX to the C, KHLY.
Hey, very good, Bob. And I heard him in there. I couldn't quite make him out at first, and he started getting better on his signal, so good to have him in there as well. Once again, this is KG4ZX NSC out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's been a mess. Every which way you look, it's chaos, destruction, people just downright trying to take your life away from you. Yeah, I took this to a new personal level when this China 19 crap hit me and my family, and now I've gotten past the anger part. Now I want to see China and all them people pay for their damages that they've caused this great country. Well, anyway, I'll start rambling off the bat. Hey, I got this article out of here, off here, off of 100% Fed Up. Breaking. Kearney County, Texas. Sheriff Brad Coe is deputizing citizens to protect the county from illegal alien invasion. Last week, Fox News, Martha Bartimo interviewed a husband of wife rancher in Kearney County, Texas. Paul Schuster broke down when his wife Donna explained how she could no longer walk around the ranch without carrying a pistol because of the constant stream of dangerous illegal aliens traveling around and through their ranch. Kearney County, Texas Sheriff Brad Coe and County Attorney Brent Smith aren't sitting back and waiting for creepy Joe Obama to send help, because after 10 months of occupying the White House, it's pretty clear neither nor his regime has any intentions of getting the border crisis under control. Sheriff Coe took the oath to uphold the Constitution, and that includes protecting the citizens who hired him. Today, Kearney County Commissioner approved Sheriff Coe and Kearney County Attorney Brent Smith plan to deputize citizens to protect their country, their county, for now, and a maximum of 10 qualified civilians, former law enforcement.
enforcement and veterans have been deputized and will work to help law enforcement protect and defend these citizens in Kearney County during the invasion. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm shocked at Texas right now because they're not down there on that border protecting it any better. I've not heard a whole lot of stories out of Texas lately. What? I haven't been on the radio neither. But I want to say that it's going to be at your doorstep before too long. And if Texas don't stop them, guess who's next? And next, and then so on. Before you know it, we're going to be outnumbered, outvoted, outdisplaced, and they're going to come in, and they're going to get every one of us, and it's going to be just like the Cowboys and Indians once again, except we're on the bad side of this stick. Hi, this is KG4ZXC, and I'd like to go ahead and thank our net manager, Mr. Marty, and Mr. Paul for doing the recordings, and Ms. Laura. Also into our JTT and into IRJ, Mr. Marty. Thanks for all you guys' great support. And Bob, thanks for covering this grand net during my absence. So back to you, Bob, and hope everybody is having a great night. KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Living Net. Back to you, Bob.
KG4ZX in the sea. Well, the Border Patrol, they have tied their hands, but the Texas Department of Public Safety has definitely been doing a decent job in rounding them up and dealing with a lot of these illegals. Unfortunately, they're being distributed throughout the United States. 480 of them that we know about have come to Cleveland, and they're being sponsored by the United Church of Christ. So that's like right in my neighborhood. It's just north of me. So that's 480 that we know of. And they talk about, that Jen Psaki talks about these children, these juveniles. Well, they are juveniles, but a majority of them are 16 and 17-year-old males. That makes them real close to 18, makes them real close to the voting age, and it makes them a bunch of young males that are horny, that are going to be screwing and assaulting women of America. They've done it over in the New Jersey area where they're in an Air Force base. They've done it at that Air Force base in that Wisconsin area where they've attacked females. And I believe it was Texas where military females were assaulted. So these are some fine, fine people that we are flooding our country with. And you're right. It's going to be like Cowboys and Indians, and it's not going to work out real good. And people are, I've read articles in the Epic Times about they won't even take their trash out without carrying a weapon with them because these illegals don't just come up and ask for water. They assault the people. They damage their property. They steal. So they're a true nuisance as they're coming across the border with their emboldening attitude. So I'll pass it back to you, Jesse, for your final thoughts.
Well, you know, Bob, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, we've seen them starting to bring in these people through the bus outfits locally, and we've been seeing it for some time, and I'm still not sure where they're hoarding them, but they got to be putting these people someplace, and it's only a matter of time before they start causing devastation. When winter really starts hitting in and there's some cold weather, they're going to be looking for a warm place to shelter. So I'm expecting all kinds of crap, and let me quit knocking my frequency off here and maybe get my mic out of my mouth. Alright, back to you, Bob, and thanks for picking me up, and everybody who's been here on the net tonight. Back to you, Bob, KJOY, KG4ZXC, and Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Alrighty, sir. Isn't it funny we don't hear hear anything about, okay, you've got all these illegals coming in. How come we're not vaccinating all these illegals? We have to feed them. We have to take care of their medical needs. We have to take care of their quarantine needs. We have to clothe them. We don't hear anything about that. But you hear Psaki saying it's our moral duty. No, it's not. It's the moral duty to take care of Americans, not freaking immigrants. They're here illegal. Henceforth, the word illegal immigrants. With that being said, I'm going to drop down to Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Yeah, it's the duty of the government to keep these people out. You know, they come all the way from all over the damn world. They probably pass through dozens of countries to where they could apply for asylum there, but they don't do that. They got to come to the United States because they know they got this evil Democrat-controlled government. And it's not just the elected people, it's the bureaucrats that are in there too. They're all a bunch of subversives. And, you know, when Trump was trying to do his presidential duties, it was obvious that it was just a rat's nest of subversion. He couldn't fight them off 90% of the time. So anyway, the school insanity continues. The leftists, it's basically a form of mental AIDS. Everything they touch, they kill. And here's another example of another school outrage in Vermont that says students and teachers dress in drag for high school football halftime show. Oh, unbelievable. You know, if you just showed this story to somebody 30, 40 years ago, they'd have thought you were out of your mind. Nothing like this could ever happen. But here it is. Burlington High School in Vermont held a faculty and student drag show during halftime at a high school homecoming football game on October 15th. Students and teachers paraded in drag down the track at Burlington High School's Buckhorn Stadium during halftime, according to 7 Days Vermont. The event was organized by the high school's Gender Sexuality Alliance Club as the halftime show aimed to support LGBTQ people, according to the outlet. Attendees in the stands wore rainbow colors, and they cheered on their peers and educators dressed in drag. We got kings, we got queens, we got in-betweens, an announcer said, according to VT Digger. We need you to give it up for all these farmers. The Associated reported that approximately 30 students and faculty participated in the parade as they walked out. The crowd chanted drag ball at the homecoming game. Drag participants linked the song Rainbow Rain by Todrick Hall, according to Associated Press. English teacher Andrew LaValle is an advisor to the Gender Sexuality Alliance Club and reportedly came up with the idea, according to the AP. He said, we had some people that are pretty involved in the theater come in and talk about how you put on a persona, he said. LaValle wore a dress, a blonde wig, and peacock feathers in front of his pupils, peers, and other attendees, according to 7 Days Vermont. There's a picture of this clown. Said he was inspired by Marie Antoinette and Lady Macbeth, the AP reported. I was just hoping to give our students, who are both out, and the students who were in the stands who are not out, a moment to shine and feel loved and know that there's a place for them in public schools, LaValle stated. The superintendent of the Burlington School District, Tom Flanagan, join the drag kings and queens wearing a rainbow cape and holding a small rainbow flag, according to 7 Days Vermont. The AP reported it was athletic director Clarue Pickney's idea to hold the drag show at homecoming. Pickney, who is black, said the school gave him the space to uplift my voice and that he was able to reciprocate and uplift the voices of another marginalized group and share a space in the athletics realm that doesn't normally get shared, the AP wrote. So there you go. There's your high schools. Oh, God. Okay, more university insanity. Listen to this. Headline, Thought Police. UK University tells students not to use so-called sexist terms like man-made and forefathers. The left is always attacking the language. A British university has told students to refrain from using terms such as founding fathers, man-made, masterful, and other words deemed to be sexist or racist. The woke language policing has now extended to Aston University in Birmingham in the north of England, with the sociology department issuing a list of prescribed terms and words to undergraduate students. Now listen to this. Some of the now banned terms include the phrases old masters, master copy, one man show, forefathers, seminal, man-made, and masterful, according to documents leaked by a student to the Free Speech Union, which seeks to protect speech on British campuses. Other phrases which drew the ire of the academics, who openly pronounced their support for the far-left Black Lives Matter movement, include civilization, immigrants, third world, tribe, non-white, and native, for supposedly propagating racism and colonial thinking. The guide goes on to attack the very concept of Britishness, stating that the, quote, idea of British can imply a false sense of unity, unquote. In a letter to the school, the general secretary of the Free Speech Union, Toby Young, argued that the guidance contravenes Aston University's own freedom of speech policy, which states the freedom to challenge conventional wisdom is an essential part of being a university, even if that process is uncomfortable for those being challenged, unquote. They don't give a damn about that. They couldn't care less about a free speech policy if it serves their Marxist agenda. It said, Young said the university should withdraw the guidance and remind the students of their right to challenge the status quo, writing, it's difficult to see how students would feel empowered to challenge conventional wisdom when the guide takes such an unapologetically doctrinal tone. The Free Speech Union also asserted that the guidance is in violation of Section 43 of the 1986 Education Act, which requires universities to uphold and protect freedom of speech. They don't care. A spokesman for the School of Social Sciences and Humanities. Social Science and Humanities, that's just a hotbed for Marxism, in case anybody's confused. And Aston University defended the woke guidance, however telling the Times that sociologists are trained to think critically about language, in other words, destroy it, and therefore the practice of examining how language can perpetuate power structures is a key part of the subject curriculum and of the employability skills that we develop. And she's just preaching Marxism. That's part of critical theory. That's nothing new. Anytime you hear the word critical, you know it's coming from a Marxist point of view. Over the past year, there have been similar language guides published in universities throughout Britain, including Manchester, which issued a lengthy language code to professors saying that they should abandon terms like mother and man in order to be more inclusive. Not to be outdone, one of the world's most exclusive and expensive prep schools, the Dragon School at Oxford, had announced that it will be renaming Christmas and Easter terms in order to become more inclusive. The Dragon School, which charges £11,000 per term for 8 to 13-year-old boarding students, has hosted famed pupils, including Harry Potter actress Emma Watson. She was mentioned in the other story. Will now classify the Christmas and Easter terms as the autumn and spring terms, respectively, with the summer term keeping its current name. The recently installed head of the school, Emma Goldsmith, said that the decision to remove references to Christian holidays was motivated by a desire to promote inclusivity. Goldsmith, who became the first female head of the school in March, said, per the local Oxford Mail, she said, "We are a large, vibrant, and busy school that is bursting with energy and are keen to remain forward-thinking and adapt to the growing needs of our busy parents. Any parent that sends their kids to these schools needs their head examined." While Goldsmith claimed that the decision was welcomed by families, one disgruntled parent told the Daily Mail, "What is uninclusive about Christmas and Easter? Who has complained about the names of the terms? It has a Church of England ethos, and the vast majority of pupils are Christian. What is the need to be inclusive at every touch point? This is wokery run riot for no reason at all." The spread of wokery throughout British education, particularly after the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement on both sides of the Atlantic, has been ideological attacks on a range of seemingly innocuous targets, including Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, Isaac Newton, sheet music, medieval English literature, the Queen, and even lectures on tropical viruses for supposedly spreading racism and colonialism. It's too far gone. To straighten this crap out would require action that people just don't have the stomach for. We're just going to have to ride it out and probably end up just like Rome, because a lot of this stuff was going on during the decline of Rome, and they couldn't figure out how to stop it. They tried. Once these civilizations get to a point to where they become so comfortable that idiots like this can spread this kind of crap without immediate consequences in terms of survival, then it's going to go on, because you've always got these nutcases. But when a civilization is struggling to survive, nobody's going to listen to this crap, because it would be an endanger the very survival of the civilization. But once a civilization becomes prosperous and stable, then these kind of nutcases come out, and it always ends up the same way. The society just it becomes destroyed with this kind of idiocy. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA-JOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Wow, Bill, some good stuff. It's amazing. It is like we won't. They say most civilizations don't make it past 200 years, and we're at about, what, 245 or 247, something like that. So I guess it's due that we'll collapse.
Yeah, it's kind of, been following that direct trajectory. Of course, there's been historians that have been writing on this topic. My favorite is Oswald Spengler. He wrote Decline of the West back in the 20s. And a lot of times what will happen is you'll get the normal people will just get so fed up with this crap that they will put in some kind of a dictator to try to straighten it out. But that usually always ends up failing too in the end. So It's just, I don't know. You can't give up. You have to continue to do what's right. That's the only honorable thing, and defend what's right. But it's like a human being. They just you're young. You have your peak of life, and then you go into decline and die. And it's Spengler wrote about civilizations as and compared it to the human life cycle, and it seems like we're in the declining age. We're just being attacked by all these diseases and sick ideologies and external enemies, internal subversion, and eventually you just succumb to it and everything collapses.
Well, we just have to keep fighting. The American Patriot will hopefully come out on top. Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KHLI. Let me drop down to Mr. Gary in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Mr. Gary, Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray. Your thoughts for round number 2.
Okay, Bob, KA8JOY, WB2JAX. Okay, I hear nobody else checking in, so I got a few things here. I'm going to have to write a log. There's so much interesting things brought out about kings and queens in Burlington, Vermont. That was really nice. But my comments is this. They're flying them in New York. I think it's a suburb of New York. They're flying them in after midnight, which is illegal. Two planes, I don't know where they come. Some from Jacksonville, and I think most of them are from Texas. They fly them in midnight, so nobody knows they're around, and that's a violation of the FAA, because they're supposed to never fly into a neighborhood area when they have a jet making all that noise, waking people up. Anyway, that's a violation right there. Plus, we don't know where these people come from. That's a given. We don't. They can be Arabs. They can be people from Russia. Who the heck knows? Anyway, Tucker's show tonight, about the fentanyl. The fentanyl bringing into this country across the border. That alone would make me scratch my head why the Republicans keep sitting on their hands, is another word for it, but I'll just use that, and never speaking about the rights of the people who live on the border and all the people in the country being killed by fentanyl. But they just keep windbagging like most people about we can't do nothing. Well, that's bullshit, and everybody knows it.
Well, about the only one that I see doing a lot of talking is Ted Cruz. He has gone out with the Texas Department of Public Safety and shown the public all these immigrants that are coming in here. And you're right. It is the highest amount of fentanyl that has come across our border in any year. And this year isn't up yet.
Roger, Bob. Yes, sir. I have family members who were addicted to drugs and stuff. My granddaughter. But anyway, I won't get into that. But I got another thing here I wanted to make a point about. There's a senator. He died. Tom Colburn from Oklahoma. If anybody's familiar with the Senate back then, Tom Colburn was a physician, and he would drive, I think it was the senator from Alaska who was the Senate leader at the time. And so Colburn, he was told to shut up and just, shut your mouth. You don't have nothing to say. I'm the boss. I forget the guy's name anyway up in Alaska. So Tom Colburn went back to his office, and he took out the books, and he said, okay, I'll fix this son of a bitch. So the next time that he got up and wanted to put out a bill, Tom Colburn said, excuse me, I have to say that I want to put a hold on that bill. And that whatever you want to call him, from Alaska, went flippy. I think he did it 90 times. He drove that man nuts. He actually had a heart attack and died about it because he lost all his power when Tom Colburn put a hold. I'm going to put a hold on that, Bill, and that was the end of that.
It just takes people like that to stand up. But there's not many that are standing up. I've got to admit, I do get a kick out of this Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's kind of an outspoken House of Representatives. She's been making a lot of noise and has been very vocal at standing up for the Republican side.
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's great. She's in the House of Representatives. But, okay, last point I'm going to make is the last guest he had on tonight was a fellow who's been following the statistics of this COVID baloney. And I shouldn't say baloney. It's serious, but you got to keep your health up. We all know that. All right. Anyway, the guy had said there's a lot of deaths going on, and they don't know why. Europe and U.S., you know, all the vaccinations and all, he said, we don't know. And he mentioned that five times, that he doesn't know why it's happening, but it's something to do with blood. So I don't know. I would be very hesitant to take. I'm never going to take it. But I mean, for people who don't want to, you know, who don't are on the fence, so to speak, because my daughter's the same way. She's got a problem with work, and so far so good. They haven't kicked her out yet. She's a nurse. But anyway, the thing is. He said these mysterious deaths, they don't know how to, what I do, in my gut feeling, they're from the doggone shot. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Bob, and I'll stand by.
All righty, Gary, WB2JAXKJY. I have a piece here from Greg Kelly on Newsmax, COVID-19 deaths in 2020. 352,000. This is as of October 1st. 352,000 is rounded off. The COVID-19 deaths as of 2021. It's only been 10 months. 2021 is not over. We're past the 2020 deaths at 353,000. So there's been more deaths during Biden's administration than Donald Trump's last year, and we have been pushing this vaccine like it's, you know, been out of control. I think it's also, it's sad, even though I think Colin Powell kind of went woke at the end. He was a great general. He was smart. He was just really an impressive man. I think when Clinton was in office, Colin Powell missed his opportunity and probably could have run for president. But then somewhere along the way, he went woke, and it's sad. But he's a vaccinated person, 84 years of age, died from COVID-19. And that crazy new governor of the state of New York said publicly, well, the reason Colin Powell died is he caught the virus from an unvaccinated person. Now, how in the hell are you going to know that? That's like you telling me when you get the common cold, you know exactly who gave you the cold. These people are crazy. Crazy, I say. All right, Gary, thank you. I'm going to drop down to Mr. Roberts. KB3, Bravo X-Ray Lima, Mr. Robert in Northeast Pennsylvania. What are your thoughts on the second round? I'm not positive.
Yeah, he was just saying that he was going to remember the net, and sounds like he's going to be back.
All righty. Boy, his signal went down from when he was first there. All righty. Well, thank you, Robert. I'm sorry I didn't hear you, but Bill told me that you were going to wander back the next time, so we will look forward to that.
We're going to go to that.
One more round of topic. Let me see if I have any late check-ins before I bring up my last topic. This is KHOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
KD0RSA,
Mr. Moe, good evening. How are you doing? What do you want to tell us?
KD0RSA, well, I'm just sitting here listening. I haven't been listening to the news. I've been out in the shop working on stuff, so I haven't been able to hear much of the news. So I'm sitting here listening to the news tonight. And I do appreciate being able to listen to the news. So I'll turn it back to you, Bob, KD0RSA, over.
All right, Mr. Mo, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice, KD0RSA, KHOI. So the last thing I've got to bring up, it was from Jesse Waters, and it's kind of a breakdown on Biden's massive bill. So here's some of the highlights of this $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bullshit. So $4.3 trillion will be, what's it say? Well, it'll be the most expensive bill in U.S. history, and it would be 8 times the cost of the interstate system when it was originally built under Eisenhower. So, out of this bill, $400 billion is slated to go for government daycare. From the womb to the tomb, the government wants to have their hands in every part of our human life. $400 billion for government daycare. Remember, this is called the infrastructure bill. That would be roads and bridges. Daycare is not roads and bridges. $2 trillion would be, it'd be the largest tax increase in American history. $50 billion of increases in death taxes. $80 billion of tax hikes on small businesses. Taxes on energy are to go up. Taxes on employers is to go up. And a escalation in cigarette taxes. The IRS will be given an enormous amount of additional agents if this bill passes, and every bank account that has above $600, the transactions will be monitored if this passes. $7 billion will be given for the Green New Deal Climate Police. People to watch the carbon footprint and if you're doing something wrong. $10 billion for the Green New Deal Flush Fund for colleges. $10 billion given to colleges to teach the new Green Deal and how to stuff it down our throats. $2 billion for the Green New Deal job training. $27 billion for the new Green Deal Bank. If you're going to do something that's green, you'll be able to borrow money from this bank. $25 billion for the improvement of butterflies. $25 million for the improvement of desert fish. I don't know how you can have fish in the desert, but $25 million for desert fish and $25 million for the preservation and studying of mussels. $4 billion in a slush fund to remove racial structures, such as statues. So you can see, I'll bet Lincoln Memorial and the George Washington Memorial is in trouble. There'll be also $100 billion in amnesty money for illegals. They will get free college, free tax credits, and free welfare. Guess what they'll vote for, or who they'll vote for? $50 million for culturally appropriate lunches. So the Hispanic children will get lunches that match their culture. The blacks would get lunches that match their culture. The Middle Easterns would get lunch that matches their culture. $7 billion will go to Ivy League schools that already charge an astronomical amount of money to go to college. $250 million for health insurance company bailouts. And last but not least, free housing for convicted felons when they're released. This is the infrastructure bill. This is what they want your and my money to go to. Out of that huge trillions of dollars, only 9% of that bill goes towards our bridges and our roads. But yet it's called the Infrastructure Build Back Better America. God help us. With that being said, the 73 round, Mr. Jesse, KC4, CX to the C, KAHAOY.
Hey, excuse me. Bob, and good evening once again for the 73 round here. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thank you again, Bob, for being here tonight and taking control of the net. Well, just to comment briefly, you know, all this money that's going out to these fictitious so-called projects and plans, and you know, this is just bogus funding, money funneling to other type of groups, and it's just another con job is all it is. This money goes nowhere but back in the dang corporate America's pockets and to line the people that they need to pay off to tell the next lie on the election fraud that's been going on. And yeah, they've caught everybody in Arizona tampering with the data, and they have the evidence, but you think any courts would hear any of that? Not a chance. They're ignoring everything. But I will say this, Bob. Oh, good golly. Let me get out of this dang stupid thing here. I'm having to use my phone because the internet is so pissy here. But, Bob, I just wanted to bring this last story up. I thought it would really be interesting for people to be reminded of what is going on around you. Shocked that this woman finds on Amazon's folder with thousands of audio recordings from her home gadget. A woman was shocked to discover just how much data Amazon has collected about her. The popular social media star, who often makes videos about data privacy and tech, released a video saying she requested Amazon's data and was shocked to know thousands of clips existed in a file. When I download the zip file, they are all these folders that came up with. They were over 3K short audio clips and contact files from her phone. And one thing that was really disturbing to the TikTok user was her location in file. I am not totally comfortable with everything they have done. So anyway, there you have it. This is a piece of the story that people need to be aware that they are recording everything you say. Voice box, other than the radio equipment, has microphones on. Videotape recorders. I'm probably being videotaped as it is now, but I'm going to flip my phone over just because I hate the idea of being spied on. So if they can do that, What else can they do? What else do they know? How much do they know about you? They already know everything about you. That's the bottom line. You've been allowing them to get your information by volunteering to be on Facebook. Then you just gave them permission to spy on you even further. And then every other app decides to do the same thing. Well, quick reminder, ladies and gentlemen, we are being surveilled under every pretense. And I wanted to, and this brings me into the last subject I wanted to present tonight. If you notice that all the video tapes of everything that's being exposed about January 6th, so-called insurrection, everybody that they're going after is the ones who were videotaping with their cell phones. Something, if you look at and pay attention to all these videos and you start marking off the people they have locked up, everybody that was behind a video camera or their cell phone, they are taking your videos and stealing them, destroying them, and getting rid of the evidence. They don't want people to know any different. All right, let me unkey real quick. Hi, this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Hi, well, anyway, once again, Bob, so much is going on, and we all need to stay vigilant and on top of the game, because I don't think we're going to have much of a country left by election, by the 2022 midterm. I don't think we're going to have much of a country left if things keep continuing and people keep selling out America. All right, well, anyway, I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Marty and Miss Laura once again for getting things together. And hey, remember, libertynetradio.org, ladies and gentlemen. There's all kinds of streaming and recordings on there, and it's only going to improve. So hopefully if you missed a segment and you wanted to go back, just back it up. Go back to libertynetradio.org, and you can find a lot of good information. All right, let's see. There's somebody else I wanted to say. Hello, Mr. Moe out in Nebraska. If you hear me, sir, hey, good to hear you, and hope you're having a great evening, sir. Okay, well, anyway, I guess Mr. Mo can't hear me. So, Mr. Bob, I ain't going to hold it too much longer, but God bless each and every one, and thanks for putting up with me once again here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, back to out of the Voting Fraud State of Pennsylvania, back to Net Control. KHJOY, take it away.
All righty, Jesse, I'm glad you're doing better. Thanks for joining us tonight. KG4ZX in the state. And you have a correct comment. That device that's in your house that you say, Google, turn on the radio. Google, turn down the light. That Google device is always listening. And the one that's Siri, she's always listening. There's been several cases, and it's been beneficial for law enforcement, but it's always listening. And it comes to life when you say the word Google or Siri. But it's always sitting there taking in information, and it's being stored for how long, I don't know. But something to consider. I do not have those devices. I refuse. I have social media, but I don't have those devices. So thank you, Jesse, KG4ZX in the C. Mr. Clint in Michigan, thank you for monitoring. KTHEHR, thank you for sending those links to me. If you're still with us, you still showed up on the NetLogger, so I'll say 73 to you. And while I have a chance, I'll say good evening to Marty and to IRJ. And thank you, Laura, for putting up with Marty. N2JTT, and Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul, thank you for doing the recording. And yes, Jesse's right. Liberty Radio, LibertyNetRadio.org. Nothing else but org. Down to Mr. Bill, KO4FE. Mr. Bill, your final thoughts, over.
Okay, KA8JOY, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Yeah, the org. Do not go to anything else except the one .org. You'll end up with some website, I think, run by a person on the sexual offender list. You don't want to do that. So anyway, you know, here's another example of the liberals, the Democrats out in San Francisco shooting themselves in the foot. I don't know if you've been heard about this Walgreens closing stores out in San Francisco, but anyway, here's a headline off the Daily Mail. I'm just going to hit the bullet points because it's a long story, but you'll get all the essential information. It says San Francisco Mayor London Breed claims Walgreens is only shutting 5 stores to cut costs, but pharmacy chain claims it spends nearly 50 times as much on security at stores in that city compared to anyone else, compared to anywhere else. San Francisco elected officials are claiming that Walgreens is using shoplifting as a false narrative to close stores for cost efficiency reasons. Why would they even need a narrative? If they just wanted to close the stores, they'd just close them. They wouldn't even make up an excuse. I mean, why would they need to make an excuse to close the store? They could just close it. Maybe they're telling the truth. Well, anyway, it said Walgreens announced Friday that it's closing another 5 of its stores in San Francisco and cited constant shoplifting as the reason. The pharmacy says it pays nearly 50 times as much on security at its city stores, which are targeted 5 times more than anywhere else in the country. Viral videos taken throughout the summer show shoplifters brazenly sauntering out of stores with armloads of stolen goods. Walgreens closed 17 stores in the past 5 years due to rising shoplifting cases, leaving 53 stores still open. The surge in shoplifting arose after a local law downgraded the theft of property less than $950 in value from a felony charge to a misdemeanor in 2014. Who would have thought that shoplifting would increase after they did that? Critics say the city officials are not proposing effective ways to curb such crime. Well, they're not going to do anything. They don't care. I'm surprised they didn't scream racism in this story, but I'm sure they will. But, yeah, maybe if Walgreens just, probably they'd be better off just closing all their damn stores and leaving San Francisco. They're probably not making much money anyway, because the shoplifters will move to other stores now that the ones that are closest to them are being closed. They'll just go to other stores. Okay, you know, now this gets on a totally different topic away from moral corruption and the Democrats' subversion, and just goes into pure political corruption. You know, Nancy Pelosi, probably one of the most vicious Democrats ever in government, she's not just a leftist nutcase. She's also a corrupt dirtbag. Now, here's a headline here. Waters World investigates Nancy Pelosi's financial dealings up to $315 million in assets. Waters questions explores how Pelosi became so damn wealthy on a government salary. Now, listen to this. This is typical. This is why these politicians fight tooth and nail to keep these damn offices, especially the ones at the top. The lower House members probably don't make much, but these big shots, the ones that have been in there a long time, Pelosi, what's her name, Waters, some of these other ones that have been in there a long time, they stay in there for a reason because they're getting rich. Well, anyway, it says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, served in Congress for nearly 34 years and presently presides in a top-tier position as one of the most powerful figures in the U.S. government. Amid a recent flurry of complicated decisions she has had to face as leader of her caucus, Fox News host Jesse Waters launched a Waters World investigation into her financial dealings during her tenure in politics. And I'll skip down. It says the current salary of the Speaker of the House sits in the low six figures, yet Pelosi is one of the richest members of Congress. So what is her secret, asked Waters. It appears to be her husband, Paul. After they got married, Paul opened up a real estate venture capital firm, and through his connections, he pushed Nancy into the political world, helping her get elected to Congress in 1987, Waters said. The couple has timed the market perfectly over the years. He continued, while Nancy's been a Washington insider, real estate, stocks, the Pelosis always know what the right investment is. Yeah, they're just good at guessing. Anyway, it says the Pelosi wouldn't have anything to do with her position in the House of Representatives and on all these key committees that she runs and assigns committee members. No, couldn't be that. It says the Pelosi's owned several pieces of real estate, including a mansion in Napa Valley valued at up to $25 million, a D.C. waterfront condo worth over $2 million, and a red brick mansion in California's Pacific Heights. Her husband owns commercial properties in San Francisco, combined worth up to $50 million, Waters continued. Now listen to this. In 2018, the Pelosi's wealth has skyrocketed, he said. That year, her financial disclosure report revealed a net worth of over $114 million. In 2019, Pelosi's assets totaled up to a whopping $270 million. So she doubled her wealth in 1 year. From 2018 to 2019, her wealth went from $114 million to $270 million. And in 2020, those numbers went up even higher to $315 million. So in 3 years, or wait a minute, let me see, in 2 years, Pelosi's wealth has gone up almost 300%. Now you tell me what investor is getting returns like that 300% in 2 years. Anyway, it says in 2017, Visa worried the new Democrat Congress would target their swipe fees, costing them billions, so they hired a team of lobbyists who descended on Pelosi, Waters added. Visa CEO personally met with her. She got donations from them. One of his advisors left and became a Visa lobbyist himself. Suddenly, Paul Pelosi got a phone call from his broker. He was in luck, Waters continued. Paul was offered a pre-screened invite to get in early on Visa's $18 billion IPO. Did Nancy and her husband hesitate? No, they bought between $1 and $5 million worth of Visa stock. But it gets better. While Pelosi was Speaker, bills that would have hurt Visa's stock price were blocked in the House. Visa shares going up over 200% during the time, making the Pelosi's a fortune on paper. In January, the Pelosi's got $1 million worth of Tesla stock right before Joe Biden announced electric car incentives in June. Well, I'm sure that was they just got lucky at guessing. Couldn't have had inside information. I mean, that's supposed to be illegal. Anyway, it says the Pelosi family cashed in big time just before Congress was set to pounce on big tech. Mr. Pelosi exercised options on Google's parent company, Alphabet, making an easy $5.3 million. Ah, $5.3 million, what's that to somebody that's worth $315 million? Waters provided another instance where the Pelosi's cashed in. In March, Paul Pelosi exercised $2 million worth of Microsoft options just 2 weeks before the tech giant got a $22 billion contract to equip the U.S. Army with high-tech headsets, he said. The Pelosi's have never been indicted for insider trading, but her marriage, investments, and access, combined with extremely fortunate timing, have created a lot of suspicions. All we're doing is following the money, and there sure is a lot of it, Waters concluded. Yeah, I'm sure this is just all good investing, just luck. They just got lucky investing money just before key bills get passed or some contract gets awarded. It's all luck. That's how Nancy Pelosi's become a worth $315 million. It's just all luck. Couldn't have been that she was feeding her husband information on all this stuff. No, Nancy would never do that. A Democrat would never try to profit. Would never, I mean, she, why would they, she would never want to be one of the dreaded 1% that they're always talking about that need to be taxed and you know, are to blame for everything. I mean, $315 million, she's got to be up there in the top 0.1%. This corrupt bitch. So anyway, Bob, thanks for running the net, and thanks to all the check-ins that came in, and 73s until Saturday. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your great articles. And yeah, you finished up the statement right. That bitch. KO4FE, KJOY. Down to Mr. Gary in Point Pleasant. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray. Mr. Gary, your final thought.
Okay, Bob. KAAJOY, WB2JAX. You were very informative about Jesse Waters and the rich revolving door and inside trading, etc. On and on and on. You can't make a lot of this stuff up. But we're living in a bad time. That's all I got to say about that. But I got a couple comments. A lot of this stuff that is hidden is because the economic collapse of this country, shipping everything to China, which everybody knows, and every other country they can get a cheap deal from. So all these companies that did that, you should be boycotting every one of them. You can name them. They're like Nabisco. I worked for Nabisco, and when I got out of the service, 64, I guess it was, got a job in Nabisco in Fairlawn, New Jersey, and now it's all Maldonado or something like that. It's all in Mexico. We can't even make crackers in the country. So, about that monitoring issue, I just renewed my 3G Android track phone company. I just renewed it for a year, and I keep my phone. I don't use it like a computer. I just, when I go out with the wife, we go someplace, she says, turn on your phone, and I have it in a ceramic bag, like you have a Easy Pass bag. I keep it in that. And then I turn it on because I feel that that's some protection from them monitoring everything I do wherever I go, and what they can do in a car anyway. But anyway, that's the point. If you're thinking about just having your phone concealment, get an old potato chip your bag, a Mylar bag, any good size bag, and just put your phone in there, turn it off, of course, and that won't be monitored. And Pelosi, I got a kick out of that. Pelosi's got in that bill $2 million for the park that's near her in San Francisco. She's got that stuffed in the bill, so make her get a couple more votes, I guess. But anyway, we're in deep, deep doo-doo, and anything in New Jersey right now that had structuring for manufacture been torn down, and they're making warehouses all over the place for all these Amazon trucks and whatever. So we're in deep doo-doo in New Jersey. We got two corrupt people running for governor in November, and there's no such thing as picking one or the other because they're all corrupt. Anyway, Bob, thanks a lot for letting me in there again, and I'll turn it back to you.
All righty there, Gary. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure. We'll look forward to you on Saturday. So, KB2JAX, KHOI. Let me see if I can hear Robert for the last time. KB3BXL. Mr. Robert, your final thought? I don't hear him.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I got him, Bob. Okay, sir, this is a relay, KG4ZXE, the other helper here on the frequency, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, sir, well, hey, thanks for joining the net, and you have a blessed evening, and thanks for joining us. Hope to hear you Saturday night. Bob.
KB3DXL.
/AG for those that are worried about me.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I got you a little bit lighter. I'm picking you up a little better than Bob. So, DXL, KB3DXL, you have a blessed night. And, yeah, back here on 3.995.00. It's always the same frequency for us here on the Real Liberty Net, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What times do you normally start?
All right. Well, I'm going to pass it back to Net Control, KHAOI, and Mr. Bill. I didn't mean to forget you. Good to hear you in there tonight. Sounding good. Back to you, Bob, KHAOI, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
The last one on my list is Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, your final thought.
KD0RSA, Mo down here in Nebraska. Well, I'm having trouble hearing Jesse, and I'm even having trouble hearing Bob here you tonight. And some of the other fellows I can't hear at all. So I'm just kind of... Bill's coming out here, the best of all of you. Anyway, I don't have much to say, except as far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration is the most corrupt, sold-off administration that we've ever had, and I don't know what's going to correct it. So I'll just have to say, ain't seen nothing yet. Keep your powder dry. KD0RSA, back to Bob, over.
Alrighty, Mr. Moe, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry the band was bad, but it was a pleasure to hear you. KD0RSA, KAJY. With that being said, I'm going to close the door. So as I close the window on this nice Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to our silent keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, who used to be the Iron Enemy Line, KN4CF, Mr. Roberts, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2L, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this country. Please bless America, bless our soldiers, and our first responders. And all we can do is pray that this country will stay free. With that being said, this is Kilo Alpha 8 Julia, Oscar and the Yankees. Good night.
Good night, Bob. Thanks again for running that. KG4 is the XC.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. I'm glad you're doing better. I'll look forward to you on Saturday.
Hey, roger, roger. And like Mo says, everybody, keep your powder dry. All right, good night. And to all the ships at sea, yeah. Good evening, all.